Yo, a 20-mile mothership is parked on the South Pole, yo, as I speak. And there's more on the moon, under the ocean, and the rings inside of our fleets. The Anunnaki are farming spiral beings since we are Australopithecines. They took Cro-Mags and made them into humans just by splicing their genes. And then they said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. The Elohim then made it with the daughters of men and created the Nephilim giants. I spit science from the Sumerian text written 6,000 years ago, pre-Genesis, before Egypt, before the Great Pyramids performed. Sirius flows, ancient Atlantis to Pleiades, all doing drama. Now the indigo star walker reincarnated in Atma. Infinite lifetimes ahead of humans, created to be gold miners to fix the atmosphere. Quarantine and Nibiru was the only assignment. The Anunnaki needed man to be smarter than the caveman to work effectively, but they got a little more than they bargained for as man evolved more intelligently. Souls from other star systems begin to incarnate into human bodies, bringing with them an ancient intelligence, eternal knowledge of the god beings, and avatars and incarnations descended from the spiritual sky to open the seven chakras, the pineal gland, the spiritual eye. Higher beings from the heavenly planets called the Davis would help them. Sometimes descending Vimana spaceships were stealth to them, not seen by the naked eye. They were at a higher vibrational frequency. They permeated a zenith type light to the geometric earth grid. To them, everyone was servant of the servant and all deserve eternal bliss. Our constitutional position as spirit souls is a supernal gift. I have said, all ye are gods and children of the Most High, even the Anunnaki and the Draconians. But before density hits bye-bye, cause we as souls will be at a higher density of consciousness than the shapeshifters, so they can't touch our meditations. I'm phased by fake lizards, high plains drifters unaffected by the lower strata, and you mundane wranglers. No more fire, no more psychic anger. Sirius, Palladian angels, Davis, and the avatars will be on our plane again. Know the end of knowledge, no need for college and fame to ascend. We're infinite, eternal, full of knowledge and mad bliss, my friend. I sit with this pen, the Paramatma Satchitananda will rip it again. All creation can't disturb the equilibrium, not even cataclysm events to come. The heavens open, the sky cracks, we bask in the everlasting mansions of the one at the zenith of seven palaces. You see the pole shift as the tectonic plates crack the earth. The temple of Chichen Itza is a national calendar, fourth dimensional implode, rebirth. The earth's axis aligns with the galactic equator of the Milky Way. Thousand petal lotus opens, fifth vacuum cycle, nuclear energy fills the brain. Entities will surely go insane. The sleep-wake cycle's out of balance with the circadian rhythms. Too much DMT and melatonin in the pineal gland for them to overstand just what hit them. Be an escort to the fifth dimension of the highest astral planes, an eternal sojourn. The souls continue and expand, super consciousness, solstice emerge. Never mind H bombs, liquid nitrogen, atomic, nuclear, hydrogen, or any bomb. Fuck the Antichrist, our government is non-benevolent aliens in suit with ties undercover, kid. Serve your brother and serve God with all your heart and soul, and surely you'll reach the anti-material planets of the Godhead's eternal abode. Long ago, Nibiru made Tiamat explode with its elliptical drive-by. This time the poles reverse, nothing new to the divine eye. Just